truth first. Truth and imagination. Imagination is one of humanity's most valuable abilities. We create by using our imagination first. As De Saint-Exupéry wrote, "A rock pile ceases to be a rock pile the moment a single man contemplates it, bearing within him the image of a cathedral." We can influence our moods and mental states, our performance, and our biology, including our heart rate, blood pressure, pain level, and healing, by using our imagination. Our physical reality can be affected by our imagination and beliefs, but just imagining or believing something does not automatically make it true. It is vital that we continue to be grounded in three-dimensional factual reality as we explore with imagination and decide what we really wish to create. One advantage of our slow, three-dimensional world is that every thought we have does not manifest automatically. We must diligently discipline our minds before we are ready to enter a realm where what we imagine appears instantly. Such realms exist, we are told. However, we don't enter them by ignoring or denying truth in our three-dimensional world. We don't approach expanded consciousness when we are routinely or occasionally dishonest, or if we are unclear about the difference between fact and fiction, between reality, perception, and imagination. Every day, we imagine that things are true, without really knowing, and act accordingly. We assume shops will be open, cars will stay in their lanes and stop at red lights, everyone will show up as planned, the bank will keep our money and give it to us when we want it. We do this hundreds of times per day. We have to. We often act and feel as though what we imagined were true. We forget that we have assumed so much. We take our imaginings as truth rather than as possibilities. This doesn't seem to be a problem since most of our assumptions are correct day after day. Also, we often presume that it was Johnny who robbed the bank, that Mary is angry, that our spouse is happy, that our favorite politician is telling the truth, that the government wouldn't do that horrible thing, so it couldn't have happened. We believe in our wishful fantasies, which make us feel good and safe. We accept evidence that supports our opinions and beliefs, and reject or ignore other evidence. A businessman asks an engineer, "What's 2 + 2? The engineer uses his slide rule and answers, 4. The businessman then asks a broker the same question. The broker replies, "Buying or selling?" Then the businessman asks his accountant. The accountant shuts the door, closes the drapes, and whispers, "What do you want it to be?" The problem with accepting evidence only if it aligns with what we want is that we end up living in a fantasy world that we don't realize is imaginary because we ignored all evidence to the contrary. We forget that our assumptions were assumptions. We forget that we ignored what we didn't want to see. In order to feel safe, we accepted only evidence that confirmed our beliefs and desires. Then we believed in our imaginary reality, my truth. Then we became even more entrenched in our beliefs, which were built more and more upon imagination and selected facts rather than truth, all of the facts. Stopping the cycle is painful, and most people don't do it voluntarily. When untoward events eventually occur, we're shocked and unprepared. Our spouse wants to divorce. Our social support system collapses when we question religious beliefs. We get sick from food that's not good for us. Our bank won't give us our money. Our favorite politician turns out to be corrupt. Our government really did do that horrible thing. It's difficult and humbling to admit that what we thought was true wasn't. When we have made assumptions that were incorrect, and then our expectations don't materialize, we tend to blame others. This results in misunderstandings, hard feelings, wasted time and resources, and much misery. Our anger at others dissipates when we realize that we ourselves made an incorrect assumption and we had no right to expect them to fulfill it. It's so important to remember the difference between imagination and assumptions and actual fact. Looking at an elephant from the front, we see a trunk. The trunk is a fact, reality. When we look from far away, the elephant looks very different from just a trunk. If we watch it over time, we will gather an even more complete picture of the elephant. The trunk is not the whole elephant, but the trunk is still real. From a limited perspective, we can only see part of the truth, but it's still part of the truth. It's not false. It's just not whole. We do not proceed to other realities until we are grounded in this one. We enter higher realms not by denying facts or truth in this one, but by accepting reality here on earth and then turning our attention toward another way of looking at things. We then view everything from another perspective, from which reality indeed looks quite different, but it doesn't negate what we see when we look from our previous perspective within this realm. After seeing things from a new perspective, we realize that our three-dimensional world is not real in the same way as we thought before, but when we look with three-dimensional perspective, we still see a trunk, apples still fall down from trees, and 2 plus 3 still equals 5. People who speak with intelligence and integrity about other realities are people who have first accepted the physical reality of Earth, space, and time. It may not be the final reality, but it is temporary reality on Earth, and they have accomplished real things in it. They know the difference between truth, perception, and imagination, and the importance of all three. The success of quantum physics in explaining subatomic phenomena is no excuse to deny the reality that a bank robbery actually occurred. With quantum physics, 2 plus 3 still equals 5. However, our notion of discrete objects disappears. We can't distinguish where or when one thing begins or ends. In one type of experiment, the thing appears to be a certain size or within a particular region during a certain period of time. But in another experiment, the same type of thing appears to extend infinitely. We can't catch a subatomic thing the way we can hold an apple. So 2 and 3 can't be used to count subatomic things the way we can reliably count apples. Sometimes people jump to unwarranted conclusions or use scientific-sounding arguments without understanding the science to escape, avoid, or deny facts they wish weren't true. There is much evidence that reality isn't quite what we thought, that some laws of physics aren't quite correct, that many things most of us believe aren't possible really are possible. Many events we can't explain do occur. Some of them are called miracles. The more we discover, the more we realize we don't understand. Some people who claim to have experience in secret technology programs say that gravity is actually electromagnetic in nature. Numerous people, some with high credentials, claim that humanity has vehicles and technology that can go faster than the speed of light and reach other star systems. However, when we stand on the ground and throw an apple upward, it still comes down.